Good morning to a young disciple up here and all of you young at heart. This word is for all of us. So this morning's scripture, Kinsey, is one, in my opinion, that's one of the most powerful scriptures. And it's also a very important one, I think, for us to memorize. And we've worked with you and Drew and Cole at home to memorize several scriptures from when you were little. And this is not just for you to use later in life, but for you to also share with others. So that's why it's important to memorize scriptures to help yourself and others later in life. So part of today's scripture says, "Let us run the race that is set before us." Well, in Drew's senior year of high school, when COVID hit, he decided he was going to start running, and he ran on the cross-country team at the high school. And then, as some of you may or may not know, he actually walked on to the track team at UNCG. So he is a very good runner, in my opinion. Over the summer, he ran anywhere from 4 to 9 miles every day, sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning. So this scripture made me think of him. Now, Kinsey, when I was younger, I mean, I was an adult, but I was younger, I used to run 5Ks, and you and I ran a 5K together. So we're pretty good runners, right? Maybe. So maybe tomorrow you could go out and run 4 miles. No? I think Pastor Jim tomorrow could go out and run 4 miles? Miss Susan? Well, the scripture says run the race, right? We'll give Miss Patsy 2 miles tomorrow. Is that okay? That's what the scripture says. But the scripture also says run the race that is set before you. So luckily for us, I don't think, even if Drew runs 9 miles tomorrow, I don't think that's the race that's set before us. The good thing is that not all of our races are the same. They're not the same distance. They're not the same pace or the same path or even the same terrain. Some of us are going to go through more struggles than others, and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But what is the same is the mission and the goal. And in terms of running, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And God is with us each step of the way, no matter what the terrain or what the path is. So what do we need to do? We need to stay faithful in doing the right thing. I know you get to see me up here usually once a month, and I feel like I probably say the same thing over and over, but that's a good thing because you don't have many things to remember. So we need to spend time daily in prayer. We need to worship, and we need to be in God's word through Bible study, through singing, through devotions, you name it. So stay faithful in doing the right thing. Have perseverance, because every day is not going to be easy. Every day is not going to be a 1 mile fun run. Someday you might have a 5K to run. Someday you might have a marathon. But stay faithful, persevere, stay on the right path. That's important for you heading to high school. Stay on the right path and surround yourself, and I think Pastor Jim will talk about this too, by the cloud of witnesses. Surround yourself with a good group of people that will help to keep you on the right path. And the start of that is right here in your church family. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are right beside us in every race that we run, each and every day, sometimes multiple times a day. Be with us and help us to stay strong and persevere and to keep the faith that you have given us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.